Nahum chapter 3. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery, the prey does not depart. The noise of a whip, and the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and of the galloping horses, and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifts up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of those killed, and a great number of dead bodies, and there is no end of their dead bodies. They stumble upon their dead bodies. Because of the multitude of the prostitutions of the well-favored prostitute, the mistress of witchcrafts, who sells nations through her prostitutions, and families through her witchcrafts. Indeed, I am against you, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. And I will lift your skirts upon your face, and I will show the nations your nakedness, and the kingdoms your shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon you, and make you vile, and will set you as a gazing stock. And it will come to pass, that all those who look upon you will flee from you, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will mourn her? Where shall I seek comforters for you? Are you better than populous No? An Egyptian city, that was situated among the rivers, that had the waters all around it, whose protection was the sea, and her wall was from the sea. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Libya and North Africa were your helpers. Yet she was carried away, she went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. You also will be drunken. You will be hidden, you also will seek strength because of the enemy. All your strongholds will be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. If they are shaken, they will even fall into the mouth of the eater. Indeed, your people in the midst of you are women, the gates of your land will be set wide open to your enemies, the fire will devour your bars. Draw your waters for the siege, fortify your strongholds, go into clay, and tread the mortar, make strong the brick kiln. There the fire will devour you. The sword will cut you off, it will eat you up like the canker worm, make yourself many as the canker worm, make yourself many as the locusts. You have multiplied your merchants above the stars of heaven, the canker worm spoils, and flies away. Your crowner is the locusts, and your captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day, but when the sun arises they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Your shepherds sleep, O king of Assyria. Your nobles will live in the dust. Your people are scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathers them. There is no healing of your bruise. Your wound is grievous. All who hear the news of you will clap the hands over you, because upon whom has your wickedness not passed continually?